This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome inside the podcast on this Thursday. Al, what is up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know what's interesting with the podcast versus WFAN? When a random person says, oh, I heard you guys talking about blah, blah, blah. Mm. I understand it. It's WFAN. People get in and out of cars.
Sure.
But when someone reaches out about something they heard on the podcast, like,
you're blown away.
Yeah. I was like, you listen to the podcast? Like, yeah. I just picture a handful of people on Twitter that will reach out. Like, for example, I was complaining about my eyeglasses.
Yes.
And a man reached out, texted me. I had his number in my phone. It was Nate Burleson's eyeglasses guy.
Oh, I remember when we were talking about him.
Yeah. And he reached out. He goes, hey, I heard you struggling trying to find the glasses.
Wow.
If you have the model number, I understand it's discontinued. I might be able to find it.
How about that?
And I understand what you like. Here's a brand to check out.
That's awesome.
That was really nice.
That is very cool. It makes you feel and appreciate that what we are doing is being heard by some people.
Yes. Someone that I had a connection to.
That is very cool.
I just picture it's Nicole listening. And then a couple of other people.
I will tell you, the more people I meet, it's a 50-50 split over people that say they listen at 5 a.m. and listen to the podcast.
Hmm.
The older people, 100%, and when I say older, I mean people our age.
Yeah.
And maybe into their 60s. Those people I meet specifically at Rutgers games listen in the 5 o'clock hour. And then anybody I find younger than me are all podcast listeners. And I'm not saying it's 100%, but it's very close to it. And when we were... Where was I last week? God damn, where was I? I was
somewhere. You were somewhere, Jerry.
I don't even know. I was somewhere with Rutgers. The amount of people I met that actually listened at 5 a.m. blew me away.
Yeah. I always think about the 5 a.m. listener as someone who is a go-getter.
Yeah, up and out early.
Yeah, if you're in your car at 5 a.m.,
sure,
you're getting ahead of the game, especially nowadays when everybody works from home.
Oh, 100%. Do you think we have gained listenership because of congestion pricing? Or no?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think it came down to that.
Yeah, probably not.
So yesterday on the podcast, you were talking about a bill you received at a dinner.
Yeah.
And that you had something on there on your bill called a rocks charge.
Rocks charge, $3.
Rocks charge of $3, yep. Which we all assumed was like they were charging you for ice.
So it's not ice?
It is not ice. Many bartenders reached out to
me
via DM and said that a rocks pour is a half ounce larger than a regular pour. So you're paying that $3 was for the extra half ounce of the liquor.
I didn't ask for it, though.
But when you order something on the rocks, the pour is larger than if
then
you order.
Just charge me for what the goddamn drink is and stop adding crap to the bill. So that's bull crap.
Well, I guess they mean like nonsense. If you order a let's say you order a what goes with tequila if you were to mix drink.
Well, I don't know. I only drink it plain. Club soda.
Let's say you order tequila and club soda. There's a certain amount of tequila in there. If you order tequila on the rocks, they pour you a little more, so they charge you for that.
It's such whatever.
Under
it's
the
just,
term.
It's just bullcrap.
Rocks.
Just put the drink on the goddamn thing and make it $19 or $20 instead of $17. How many times do we talk about that? Stop with all the upcharges. Just charge what it needs to be and knock it off.
Right, like when you go to buy a ticket somewhere, just tell me what the charge is.
Right.
Don't give me the ticket price, then add the charges.
God.
I actually do like that some restaurants, you know, all the restaurants now, ever since COVID, prior to COVID, the restaurants were footing the bill for me using a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they decided after COVID, that no longer is the case. Okay. There are certain restaurants that give you the bill, and they say, if you're going to charge, it's a 3.2% charge of this.
Mm-hmm.
Others present it a different way, which is they give you the bill, and then they write, if you pay cash, we will minus 3.2%.
So they added it already.
Yeah, assuming you're going to take a card. And I actually think psychologically, that's better for me as a credit card customer. Because psychologically, I'm not looking at the bill going, you're charging me. Oh, you want to charge?
It's already there.
It's already there, and it's like, hey, and they call it, instead of a credit card charge, they call it a cash discount.
Well, what I don't understand, and I'm as a tiny, tiny, minute small businessman myself,
yes,
with my little league and everything I do, I get charged credit card fees. I don't charge them back, and I sit there like, why don't I? So, like, for instance, if you want to join our cornhole league, it's a $250 team fee. So you would think, and everyone thinks, and I trust me, I know these some of the guys have done the math, how much money's coming in, but it's not that simple because of all the expenses we do have. But that $250 turns out to be $244. So for every team that pays with a credit card, we lose $6. And people have said, well, why don't you charge an extra $6 if you're using a credit card? I'm like, I feel like I'm nickel and diming you then.
Right.
But at the end of the day, why am I paying that $6? I'm already losing money. So I don't know. I probably should do that or make a cash payment as a even Venmo charges. I think Venmo I get $245 instead of $250. PayPal the same thing.
Yeah. You ever try like at one point you were someone who used to like to trade in cars and get new cars?
Yeah,
not branded, new used cars.
Yeah.
So you were on a roll there for a little while. I'm curious if you ever ran into a point, because this happened to me once when I was buying a used car, and when I went there at the time, I didn't think I'd be buying a car today. I was like, right, let me go look around.
Yeah.
And then I found a car I liked. They were giving me money for my trade that I liked. And I was like, okay, great. I said, they're like, okay. I said, they want five. I go, I'm going to pay cash. It's like, okay. And I give them my credit card. They go, you can't pay by credit card.
Why?
And I think because they get charged the 3%.
And they didn't give that to you in the price, maybe.
Yeah. I think the most they would let you charge is $500 on credit card.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You got to go get a check.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Which I didn't have.
I did not know that.
And I was like, well, then I'm going to have to walk away until I transfer into my checking account. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's interesting because a lot of times on that document that has all the information.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of charges on there. They could theoretically charge you the credit card fee, I suppose.
Right. They should say, oh, you want to pay credit card? It's going to be a 3.2%.
Like, you want to charge $5,000? That's fine. But we are going to have to take, I don't even know what that would be, $150.
Yeah.
We're going to have to charge you $150 for the fee. Are you okay with that? And I think most people would be like, don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, $20,000 for a car. If you need an extra $100, so be it.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why I couldn't, because people would immediately think, oh, think of all the points I'm getting on my card.
For sure.
For charging a car.
Yeah.
And then if you went and got like an introductory rate on a card, you know how they sometimes give you zero?
100, absolutely.
And then you charge an automobile, then you pay it off monthly that way. I wonder if they're trying to avoid that. I don't know.
Depends on what your limit is and how much you can spend. Like you can theoretically, trust me, I've gotten those checks. I've used a couple of them for sure. usually you can only spend up to like 90% of what your remaining balance is, because there's always a transaction fee associated with it. But if you've got a credit card, I mean, cars are not cheap, so.
Yeah, but like what if I went and got a brand new credit card?
Yeah.
0% financing for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I charge a car on it.
Like 30 grand?
Yeah.
I suppose if you've got a card that's got that type of limit, sure. I guess you could. I mean, I have one card like that. My American Express, not my green, but the one you can carry a balance on.
Yeah.
I've had that. I've had both those. I had the green I got was my first credit card, and somehow I got it when I was 18. So I've been an American Express holder for, my God, 32 years. And then I got like the everyday, it was the American Express Blue back in the day. I got that like 5 years later. I'm pretty sure my Amex Blue, which is now Amex Everyday card, I think has like $36,000 limit. I said to my wife, I'm like, what are they trying to do to us? I'm like, could you imagine if I use, like, I could ring up $35,000 of credit right now.
Yeah, and what's very strange to me, I've had the same credit card that my mother co-signed for
me
when I was like 17.
Yeah.
I have that same card. I use it all the time. It's the only card I use. I always pay the balance off. My credit limit's like $15,000.
Yeah, they don't want, because you're not good to them. You don't make them any money.
I suppose if I needed to charge $30,000 or something, I could call the credit card
company
and they'd look at my credit and go, yeah, we'll give you this.
Yeah, I would think so.
But it's just funny that there were other cards that I had gotten over the years that would start off. I remember I got a Bank of America card once. And they gave me like $36,000. I don't think I was making $36,000 a year. They're like, here you go. But that was also prior to, I think, when the housing market collapsed and there was all this credit.
Yeah.
And then I think now they look a little more closely.
I would think.
At the credit they're handing out.
That American Express card is the only card I have that's like that. And every year, the credit limit goes up a couple $1,000s. It's nuts. But, yeah. Though my wife, we just buy a house on the card as soon as I have enough credit.
Yeah, it is funny. Like right now, you could just go with a credit card and buy like a motorcycle.
Yeah, walk in, walk out. See ya.
Nothing came out of my pocket,
and then just not pay it back.
I'll just worry about this bill next month.
And that's unsecured debt. Like they can't come take the motorcycle from you
because it's on your credit card.
It's unsecured debt. That is not like an auto loan. That's not like a mortgage. That is, they're taking the gamble and the risk.
They're trusting you,
correct? And if you decide to default, oh well. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jerry, with Valentine's Day tomorrow.
You still got to do this?
We're still doing this, yep. I saw an interesting thing on X somebody had taken a picture of the Hallmark card display at a store.
Okay.
And it'll be like, to my wife, love, Valentine's Day, funny.
Yeah.
From the dog. There was a category, to my work wife.
Wow.
To my work husband.
What are we doing? What is going on, man?
That.
It's ridiculous.
Is ridiculous. If you're getting your work wife or work husband.
You're not kidding.
A card.
Could you imagine if, I mean, our wives and girlfriends have it easy in the sense that we don't work with other women.
100%.
But could you imagine.
We work with all dudes.
If Eddie wasn't Eddie and you worked with even just a relatively attractive female. And Gina saw you getting a Valentine's Day card to your work wife?
Yeah, I'm like, she's like my work wife.
I don't think she'd appreciate it.
No.
And conversely, I wouldn't appreciate it if I saw my wife doing that to, you know, whoever is her coworker. No thanks.
Yeah.
You want to go be with him then. Jesus Christ.
Right. Like, I could get Eddie a Valentine's to my work wife because he is, he calls himself my work wife.
Yeah, it's weird.
Which is weird. I agree. But I could get him that card because I'd be like, oh, it's Eddie. Look, I'm getting him a Valentine's Day card.
Unless she finds you guys going to Pound Town.
Right.
Then it would take on a different meaning.
It would. It would be a different meaning with the card. But yeah, I thought that was really strange.
Think about how far. And listen, they got to do what they got to do to survive the card industry. But what is, like, honestly.
They did survive, though. Like, we had the card industry
to
dead.
To a certain degree. I don't think it's as vibrant as it was. It's just not. I don't buy cards as much as I used to. When was the last time you bought it? For instance, birthday cards. I don't send birthday cards out anymore. I send a text.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back even 10 years ago, birthday cards for everybody. My brother, my sister, my parents, my in-laws. Like, everybody got a birthday card. Anniversary cards. Now it's like, send a text.
Yep.
That's about it.
Send a text. And if it's like for your niece or nephew or something and you're going to send them cash, I Venmo them cash. And I'm like, happy birthday.
Yeah. It's different. So they are still alive. I don't know how well they are, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're too expensive. And part of it is they've outpriced themselves. I'm not spending $9 on a card. I'm sorry. Just not
doing
it.
A regular card's $4.50 for sure.
Well, the shoebox ones, I think you can still get for $2 or $2.50. That's fine. I'm not spending $8 or $9 on a card. I'm just not.
Yeah.
It's gotten silly.
Yeah, I remember when I first got a computer, a Commodore 64, which really only played games, but there was a program there called Print Shop.
I remember Print Shop.
Yeah, you could create greeting cards, print it out, and fold it upright. It was
never
like a card.
Never folded properly, though.
Yeah.
They never folded properly.
And I remember thinking then, like, oh, Hallmark's dead. I'm creating my own cards over here now.
But the cards never came out good enough.
Yeah, and it didn't have an envelope. Now I got to find an envelope to send it to somebody. And it looked like, oh, you printed this off your printer, you cheap bastard.
yes, I did.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
And it costs too much money with the ink.
Right. If you didn't use your printer enough, the ink dried up. If you used it too much, the ink was so expensive.
Correct.
It didn't make any sense.
You were killing yourself financially with these cards you thought you were saving money with.
Yeah.
You were not.
But I will always go. I'll go shoebox greeting all the time because it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's nice,
that sounds
right?
fine.
I always had a hard time getting cards for family members. Like, that was always a tough one, Father's Day.
Okay.
Because all the cards were about golf, which my dad doesn't golf.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing, he doesn't fish. The remote control, I mean, he watched TV, but he wasn't like a maniac about it. And farting, which my father did not fart in front of me. So occasionally I'd find one about mowing the lawn and working on cars, which worked.
I always thought, and I'm serious, and you bring up funny memories about the printing software and everything. I always thought it would be fun just to start a basic card company.
Yeah.
Don't make me have to study these and go through them and just give me a card that says, hey, babe, happy birthday.
Yes.
That's it, with a nice little picture on it.
Yeah.
The Simple Card Company.
Yeah, that could work.
I agree.
You'd be
it
right
could
next
work.
To Shoebox Greetings.
And the other one, too. Some of them are just so incredibly sappy.
Yeah.
Like, you want to get something that's somewhat representative of what you're sending.
Yeah, like, we were not a lovey-dovey family. I didn't feel unloved But we would never go, I love you. We just did not do that.
I understand.
And I'd go to get a card for like Father's Day. And I'd open it up and be like, a father's love is thicker than what? I'm like, what? A father's love?
Can I find a card that says, pass the potatoes, happy birthday?
Right. It was so awkward. It'd be awkward for me.
I know.
It'd be awkward for him.
Well, but even like Valentine's Day coming up, whether it's for your mom or for Gina or for whoever.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like the world will end if you weren't in my life. I mean, good Lord, take a break, will you?
It is hard
it's
to find.
It's so extreme.
Yeah, right.
And it doesn't mean you don't love your mom. It doesn't mean you don't love Gina or your wife. None of that. But can we just be more normal?
Yeah.
I mean, more my normal. God.
Yeah.
Have out a couple of roses, go out to dinner, have a little sex, and we're good.
And there you go, Valentine's Day.
Jesus.
Yeah, we didn't even hug each other until my older sister, to the man she's married to, she's been married since 92, I think.
Okay.
So he came from an Italian family, and he was always a huggy person. Mm. He'd hug everyone, hello. So then we would go to, then my sister gets married, we'd go to her house, and you'd walk in, and everyone's hugging. Then we'd look at each other like, I guess we got to hug now because otherwise we look like weirdos. But if it was not for my sister marrying that man, I don't think I would ever have hugged my parents. But now I hug my parents and
all
it's normal.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, we just didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know when it started for us. My mom will give the hug for sure. But that's about it.
But you really, you yourself, was probably the first generation of fathers that was more into showing emotion to your children. I don't know that our fathers were that way, and certainly their fathers weren't that
way. Well, maybe. I think I am definitely a different case only because of the hours that I've had. I've basically watched both of my kids grow up. The last 9-to-5 type of job I had was at this radio station working for Mike and Chris, and that was for 6 months. And then I was on overnight, so I was around. When Matthew was born, I was with him all day. I just wasn't home when he was sleeping. And then when Joe Dude was born, I was working this shift, so I was home all day. So I'm around more. I definitely have, I would say, a closer, me and my dad and my brother, all good. Nothing bad about it at all. But definitely closer to my two kids only from, I think, the time spent is significantly more than I spent with my dad, who worked a normal job Monday through Friday and some nights staying home till 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just didn't see him as much, to no fault of anybody.
Right. Yeah. I just think we're in a I don't want to say a wussier dad phase, but the dads are a little more wuss.
I think it's more of a co-parenting phase.
That's it. That's a better word than saying a wuss father phase.
Because for me, I would say, and again, this is no disrespect, but I think this is, maybe you would agree, our moms raised us, and dad was kind of the disciplinarian and was around on the weekends. For me, in my house, I feel like I raised my two boys just as much as Kim did, because she worked for, well, she was home for a good portion of it, but also then worked for a good portion of it as well. I would say we almost split and spent the same amount of time with these kids. Very different in terms of time spent.
I remember my father one time talking about, at some age, I was a pain in the ass to my mother. Like, I was just a wise guy. And I probably wouldn't listen to her. And she would say, when your father comes home, I'm going to tell him.
And she was serious.
She was serious, yeah. And then I remember him one time saying, you know, after I was much older, that, you know, if the father isn't home all day because he's working, and then he'd come home, now you'd have to be the disciplinarian. It's like, oh, I haven't seen the kids all day. Now I got to be the
You don't want
the hard ass.
Yeah. And you don't want to be.
Right, but then you don't want your kid to be a punk.
Oh, that's true. There's a fine line.
Yeah, very fine line.
There's a fine line between being taken advantage of and being respected.
Yeah.
And I think it depends on the kids and the person. And I think recognizing how they're playing you, or if they're playing you at all.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I've ever had that issue with my kids. I don't think I have, but potentially, but I don't think so.
Yeah. And that could have been because of your hours.
Yeah. I mean, I spent tons of time with them. I really have. I don't know.
Hmm. How about that?
How about that, Jerry?
Yeah.
Well, we've covered a lot here, Jerry. Your on the rocks charge was for the extra alcohol, not the ice cubes.
Okay. I mean, I guess it makes me feel a little bit better. I just wish you'd just make it one price, for Christ's sake.
We're against getting a Hallmark Valentine's Day card for your work wife or work husband.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Yes.
And parenting. Parenting.
And parenting.
And the world.
Yes. How about that? I'm not here next week, by the way.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You've got a Rutgers trip.
I'll be in, 40 degrees and rain all week.
Where?
Eugene, Oregon. Saturday and Sunday, and then we're busing to Seattle.
Oh, wow.
From Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I looked at the forecast. Not great.
Where do you play in Seattle?
The University of Washington in Seattle.
Okay.
And then we'll be back on Thursday morning, so I'll be back on next Friday.
Is that a big basketball program, University of Washington?
Well, it's a former Pac-12 team, Pac-10,
whatever.
So it's
an arena.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never been there. I don't know. I know the Oregon Arena looks cool because it's green and yellow. It looks neat. That's where we'll be on Sunday.
So you leave Saturday?
We leave Friday.
Tomorrow, Friday?
Yeah, to try and get ready for the... I'll be here tomorrow, but we're flying tomorrow afternoon to try and get acclimated to the time change, give the guys all day Saturday to feel normal for Sunday's game.
Well, will you have any time to be a tourist in Seattle?
All day.
Mm.
But it's going to rain and be 38 degrees. What am I doing?
True.
I'm not doing anything.
Space Needle.
I got to be honest with you. I don't plan to do much with sleep, to be quite honest with you.
Hmm. Yeah, they have a museum of pop culture there. That was pretty cool.
Okay.
And when I was there, I don't know if this is a permanent thing or I just happened to hit it. They had a Pearl Jam museum.
You did tell me about that, but you weren't sure if it was a pop-up museum or not.
Yeah, it was part of the pop culture museum, so it may have been just something they had at that time. But they had a lot of cool things.
Yeah, I mean, that would be something. The Space Needle, I'm honestly not interested in at all. If I never see it, that's fine. But that does seem interesting. The museum kill a couple of hours.
You like coffee. There's supposedly a good coffee in Seattle. Yeah. Seattle coffee, Jerry.
Seattle's best. Is that from Seattle?
I believe so.
Starbucks from Seattle?
Yes.
I can't stand Starbucks coffee. I don't like it. Mm. There's not, the blonde roast is okay.
Yeah, I like the blonde roast.
But I really don't care for Starbucks.
Okay.
So I'm a Dunkin' Donuts person.
Okay, so you're out for that.
Yeah, but okay. The pop culture museum, that does sound interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I was disappointed the Seattle Kraken aren't playing.
Oh, yeah, it would have been neat.
The NHL's on break for this Four Nations tournament.
Ah.
That would have been cool. I like seeing the different arenas.
Right.
You know, in
Vegas.
Or
if it was baseball season.
Yeah. But there's nothing like that when we're there, so whatever.
You can get a tour of the King Dome.
Is that still up?
I don't know.
No, they imploded that. What?
Damn it.
I'll be taking an Uber. Yeah, take me to the kingdom. I'm going to drop me off at a park. There'll be a plaque. Here's where the kingdom once stood. Oh, Christ. You're funny.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll see you tomorrow before your big trip. So!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.